5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea. Caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side. From the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Let's meet our very special guest, Edward Reitmeier. Edward, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Brad. How are you today?
Well, I am fine, and I look at these taxes, and boy, I'll tell you, you've got the job of a lifetime. I couldn't do it.
You know, so Brad, since 1986, we are now in the Super Bowl of taxation.
Wow.
I mean, for us tax nerds, this is as good as it gets, man. This is just great.
What is it going to do to everyday folks?
Well, it'll be interesting. I think for some folks that work hard every day, they go in and they get their paycheck, etc., their tax return's going to be much simpler. But other folks that are in business and or have real estate investments, their tax returns are going to get a bit harder and more complicated in order to take advantage of some of these new breaks that are in the tax law.
Wow. The tax changes are still settling in for this tax year and the next tax year. However, the Democrats have said that if they retake power in the House, even if they can't get it through the Senate, they would push in future years to roll back some of these tax changes that are taking effect now and are due to take effect. What do you think about that? But from a nonpartisan point of view, simply from a dollar and cents point of view, good thing, bad thing, 50-50 shot here. What kind of effect would that have on the market?
So it's really a very interesting question because we have a bit of a conundrum now. And that is that there are certain things that need to be tightened up in the tax code, especially because there's a hole when it comes to bonus depreciation. And there's two ways to do that. One way to do is a Technical Corrections Act. And because of the in effect stalemate right now to do a Technical Corrections Act, you'd have to get 60 votes in the Senate.
That's never going to happen.
It's not happening.
No, it's never
exactly
going to happen.
Right.
No.
So America, in a way, is handcuffed right now until everyone can get together, and there can be a Technical Corrections Act to this. It's happened in the past. In 1986, Rosenkowski was head of Ways and Means, and he put together an unbelievable sweeping change in the Tax Act, but there were Technical Corrections Acts year after year after year once people started to realize and noodle on some of these things.
And what you mean by Technical Corrections Act, let's just tell people, Edward, is that when tax laws get changed, there's often a supplemental act that has to be passed, correct, to kind of make subtle changes in the way that the original law is working or is not working, correct?
That's correct. It's one of these, you know, we never contemplated that when we drafted the law.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give everybody some rules in which, they can prepare and file their taxes.
Interesting.
Do you believe the elections, do you believe changes are going to have any effect on taxes for, as you mentioned earlier, and I say the everyday working man or woman, because it just seems all the time that when you talk with them and you ask them about, you know, their life and their money and so on and forth, the whole thing is taxes. Do you think there'll ever be anything that's going to be a supplement to them?
You know, this whole process with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act has really opened up so many people's eyes. People are calling us left and right saying, I got to get on top of this. Well, you really had to get on top of it for the last 20 years, but now because of people like yourself and other other folks in the media have really kind of shined a light on it. How it all shakes out, I really don't know. Everyone here in the Northeast, from Philadelphia to Maine, the state and local tax deduction has been somewhat of a problem, not having it. All of our state and local taxes in these areas are very high rates, in addition to some real estate taxes. But at the same time, the alternative minimum tax was really very, very painful for a lot of individuals, and they didn't even get benefit of some of those state and local taxes. So having and trying to explain tax law in the 650-word article, or even the few minutes that we have, sometimes it's really just impossible.
So obviously, Edward, the key thing here is people should, I know a lot of people like to do it themselves, but you need to retain a qualified CPA or tax advisor and stay on top of this stuff.
You really do, and I think that for this year, if you own your own business, this is the year that you really have to kind of make sure that you call your professional early, especially if you own real estate.
Yes.
That one is the one that you're going to have to make some decisions, and it's better to make some of those decisions in November and December rather than making those decisions in February and March. And some of those decisions are, what type of depreciation mm-hmm. that you should use. There's been this one aspect of the tax law that no one really has been speaking about, and that's that interest expense limitation for businesses can be limited. There's a small business exemption for folks that have less than $25 million in gross receipts.
Less than $25 million. My gross receipts would fall into that. That's
just this year, Brad. Just this year.
Hey, Edward Reitmeier, partner in charge of tax and business services in Philadelphia, Markham LLP. The advice from Ed, seek a tax professional. You're at the year-end tax strategy point, so go ahead with that. Edward, thank you for the time. We appreciate it.